Hello everyone, welcome to the Spooky Noodles Podcast. Today we will be searching for the truth behind the Yeti. For a long time, I believed that the Yeti was basically a subspecies of Sasquatch, which I like to refer to as the Snow Squatch. These cryptids do share some similarities, but the stories behind them really help establish them as their own unique creatures. So, what makes the Yeti stand out? The Yeti is commonly thought of as a large ape-like beast that walks on 2 feet. They are often depicted as having white fur, but it is theorized that certain types of Yeti may have brown or gray hair instead. There seem to be multiple variants of the Yeti, even though we tend to imagine the white-furred version is the norm. Height-wise, it pales, get it, in comparison to Sasquatch. Yeti tend to be 6 to 9 feet tall, which is definitely impressive, but not as impressive as Bigfoot. In some depictions, they also have a full set of spiky teeth instead of the traditional chimpanzee smile. There are many names for the Yeti, but in the West, the most common is the Abominable Snowman. This name always confused me a bit, as the Yeti isn't made of snow. I think this is just me taking a, well, actually, kind of mindset. The Yeti can be found in the Himalayan mountain range. This mountain range spans between multiple Asian countries. The Yeti is most often associated with the Tibet region of China, but it also has ties to countries like Nepal and India. The creature has become ingrained into certain parts of Buddhist and Hinduist practices. For a large amount of time, the Yeti was only notable in the Tibetan area. However, in the 1800s, Westerners started to take note of this creature after hearing about it from locals. In the 1900s, the legend of the Yeti started to explode in the West. An innumerable amount of accounts began to appear. These accounts often fall into one of two categories. The first are actual sightings. These types account for people who see or think that they see creatures while exploring the area. The second type is the evidential type. These accounts present physical evidence of the Yeti's existence. Large footprints and samples of fur were the most common types of this. Over time, there have been all sorts of weird things that were claimed to originate from the Yeti. People presented items such as an animal scalp or a deceased monk's finger to try and prove the existence of the creature. To this day, there is still a large debate about whether it exists or not. Realistically, the Yeti probably does not exist. There have been many sightings, and none of these have provided significant evidence in favor of the beast's existence. Most of the evidence that did imply that it is real just turned out to be another creature. I didn't mention this earlier, but the Tibetan word for Yeti roughly translates to rocky bear or bear-like. This is really interesting thanks to what we often imagine the Yeti to look like. It seems as if the Yeti is traditionally a bear. Don't quote me on this because I don't have any evidence for it, but I wonder if early Tibetan settlers did consider this to be a bear creature, and the perception ended up changing thanks to Westerners and their ideas of Bigfoot. Just a thought though, don't take that as a fact. You might be wondering why I'm mentioning all this now. Well, with all of the false alarms, a lot of supposed evidence was collected. A majority of DNA evidence lets us assume that people who claim to have interacted with a Yeti in some manner have actually just interacted with a bear. Prevailing theories seem to think that the Yeti is either a Himalayan brown bear or a Tibetan blue bear. The Yeti, more often referred to as the Abominable Snowman in pop culture, has appeared in many different forms of media. In the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer movie, a Yeti named Bumble assumes the role of the antagonist. I think it is fair to say that he is the most well-known pop culture Yeti. Other examples include the Yeti in Monsters, Inc. or the one from Far Cry 4. In my mind, I've always imagined the Yeti to be a lanky version of Skips from Regular Show. If you enjoyed that story, please consider sticking around for more. Next Sunday, we will be covering our first Keter class SCP. We'll be taking a break from folk horror for a few episodes. If you want to learn more about specific sightings of the snowman, our sources are linked in the show notes. If you've got any suggestions or tips for our future episodes, please contact us at our email spookynoodlespod@gmail.com or at our Twitter, @spookynoodles. Your feedback is greatly appreciated. Make sure to keep your taste for horror alive by watching the next episode of Spooky Noodles on Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or YouTube. Thank you for listening.